A koala bear agent puts together an American Idol type competition in order to save a theater from being repossessed by the bank. So this is Sing. It's got Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson, Seth MacFarlane, John C. Reilly, and Jennifer Hudson. It is a lot of fun. I mean, what could go wrong with a bunch of animals singing music? This has been a template for animation since the very inception of animated film as an art form, as exhibited perhaps most prominently by the Merry Melodies, Looney Tunes, That's All Folks, songs that accompanied early theatrical productions, and then of course there was Steamboat Mickey and the Fantasia sort of mainstreaming of feature-length film in which people had drawn part of it through cells, hand-drawn. So that brings us to where this falls into the history of film. It's really a nostalgic look at the use of song and animation, except that it's not really. It's just a really good time. It's a lot of fun. If you've ever watched a show like American Idol or The Voice, then you could stop listening right now. Just kidding. If you enjoy any animated films, actually, if you have a heartbeat at all, then you might enjoy this film. It's hard not to take a mishmash of 80s and 90s, something about a gorilla singing Elton John, something about a bunch of frogs singing barbershop quartet songs, an elephant singing Leonard Cohen. There's a lot to like about this film. It's joyful, it's playful. It takes maybe one of the more heinous tendencies of American culture in the last 20 years, which is the tendency to believe that everyone is incredibly talented at each of the art forms and should be given a vehicle to display that talent, be that karaoke, online distribution, YouTube, what have you. It takes that, which is maybe not necessarily a positive, but puts a positive, puts it in its role where it actually is positive, which is to say, this is music and singing and dancing should be celebrated by everybody. Perhaps the idea that everyone should only do that, and that should be the primary way in which they contribute to the world. That might need to be reevaluated, but what certainly doesn't need to be reevaluated is the joy of seeing a sad elephant sing a Leonard Cohen tune to not a dry eye in the house.